Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $348 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play responsibly.
I'm Jason Taylor. A veterans charity founded by Missouri Governor Eric Greitens says it will support the Attorney General's inquiry into the misuse of resources by the Greitens campaign. The president of the Missouri Continues issued an online statement yesterday telling supporters the charity did not authorize Greitens' campaign to use its donor list. A police officer was killed and two other officers injured during a shootout at a home in western Missouri's Clinton last night. Bill Wise reports.
Police were called to the house at roughly 9:20 last night after receiving a 911 call in which two women could be heard screaming in the background. When officers got there, they exchanged gunfire that was initiated by the suspect while outside the residence. Upon entering the home, one officer was shot and two others were injured by gunfire from the suspect. Police were able to remove the officers from the house and transport them to a hospital. According to Clinton Police Sergeant Bill Lowe, a SWAT team was called to the scene. Its personnel entered the home and found the suspect deceased at roughly 12:10 a.m.
The Missouri Highway Patrol has identified the Clinton police officer killed in the line of duty as Christopher Ryan Morton. He was 30. A Missouri House committee investigating the charges against Governor Eric Greitens will meet this morning at the Jefferson City Police Department. Committee Chairman Jay Barnes, a Republican of Jefferson City, emphasizes the importance of protecting identities of witnesses.
As a committee that wants to go through a fact-finding process, having that completely open would destroy the very purpose of the committee. We also have, I believe, a responsibility to protect the identity and the privacy of witnesses.
The committee voted 7-0 last night to close today's meeting. One person was killed in a drive-by shooting overnight in Kansas City. Police say a teenager was also injured in the shooting and is expected to survive. There is no suspect information released at this time. Chesterfield police near St. Louis are asking for help finding an armed and dangerous suspect believed to have injured two people while firing shots into a home. 42-year-old Philip Stroich is accused of firing several rounds from a handgun into a residence. Residents packed a room in Bridgeton near St. Louis last night where the public expressed a need for a more thorough cleanup of toxic waste by the EPA at the Westlake landfill site. A Southeast Missouri project that is 2 years in the making will soon put 400 people of work. New Madrid City Administrator Richard McGill says a company called Magnitude 7 Metals is reopening the former Naranda aluminum plant near his city, a celebration for the struggling community.
When Naranda closed, we lost 900 jobs, which was devastating to a county of our size and a city of our size. Of those 900, 135 of those lived in the city of New Madrid.
Friday's announcement will include several state and local officials there to show support for the project. This is Missouri Net News.